This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Science and technology.
Welcome to the Food Science Corner for Beginners with Meredith Hodenot. Today's topic,
sulfur dioxide.
Some foods don't go down without a fight. Garlic, and especially onions, use sulfur to make molecular tear gas that they deploy on animals trying to take a bite. Unfortunately, we're usually the animals getting attacked. But used right, these chemicals can be transformed to add a depth of flavor to any dish. When you start to chop an onion, the blade of the knife ruptures the cell walls and releases enzymes. The sulfur is exposed to oxygen in the air, and the enzymes bring them together to make an overwhelmingly harsh smell of sulfur dioxide. This flies through the air and attacks the nerve endings in your eyes, making you cry like a baby. There are ways to manage this chemical attack. Keep your onions in the refrigerator. Cold sulfur dioxide won't move as fast through the air. The more cells you damage, the more sulfur gets exposed to oxygen. So minced or pressed garlic is harsher than whole cloves. You can also run slices under the water to remove some of the sulfur dioxide. Garlic and onions have long sugar chains that break apart during cooking. They fragment into molecules of fructose, the same sugar in fruit, so onions and garlic can become dark brown, sweet, and caramelized. Cooking also encourages sulfur to connect with other molecules and make savory, meaty flavors. Low heat methods, especially with a little liquid in the pan, develop the caramelized flavors, while high and dry heat develops the meaty ones. Today we're going to tame sulfur and make pickled red onions. You'll need one red onion cut into thin slices, a quarter cup of water, a half a cup of vinegar, a bay leaf, salt, red pepper flakes, and peppercorns. Bring the water and vinegar to a simmer with the spices. Add the onion slices and cook until they're soft and translucent. The acid in the vinegar denatures the enzymes that were released during slicing. Without the enzymes, the sulfur bombs never get set off. Excess sulfur is washed away by the brine, so they don't develop meaty flavors, and the heat isn't high enough to caramelize the sugar. What's left is the mild, sweet onion taste with a sharp tang from the vinegar. Remove from heat and let cool in the brine. These soft, glowing pink slices look beautiful and taste tangy and bright. They perk up leafy salads and pair well with pork. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodenot. Thanks for listening.